Hi everyone, I'm Beverly Joy, an empowerment coach and speaker. Welcome to my channel where faith meets purpose. Everyone at some point has probably asked themselves, what is my purpose in life? Studies show that this tends to be one of the most common search for subjects on the internet. You see, everyone and everything has a purpose in life. And you're at your most effective whenever you're walking in it. As an empowerment coach, my job is to help people to identify what their purpose is and to help to guide them along the path towards finding it. The good news is that it is there for all of us, just waiting to be discovered. Proverbs 16:4 says, "The Lord has made everything for a purpose." Yes, everything. Sometimes it's obvious and it's just right in front of our eyes. Other times it's not. I was one of those people. Even as a child, I grew up just confused as to what I wanted to be. And you know, as a child, you always get asked that question. What do you want to be when you grow up? I remember so many times being envious of those people that knew from a very young age that they wanted to be a doctor or a nurse or a pilot or an accountant or whatever, a lawyer, whatever it is. And I used to say, why don't I know? Why can't I have that same kind of knowledge of, I want to be this when I grow up? And when people would ask me, the only thing that would come to me was, I just want to help people. And this didn't just stop as a child. This went into my adulthood. It took years of self-evaluation, praying, studying, and real soul searching for me to be able to say and find out what my purpose was. And one day it was just like, bingo, that's it. Today I'm going to share with you 7 steps that will help to bring you closer to discovering what your purpose is. Step 1. Start at the beginning. You see, to find something, it's always wise to go right back to the beginning. Genesis 1, 26 to 27 tells us that we were created in the image of God. This is who we were fashioned after, which tells us that within each one of us, yes, that even includes you, there is an infinite greatness waiting to be discovered. This greatness goes way beyond our human comprehension and understanding, and it gives us the ability to do amazing things on this earth. Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." You see, everything has already been prepared. We just have to walk it out. Step 2. Understand that the plan has already been written. Before a house can be built, plans need to be drawn up. Well, it's no different for me or for you. You need to understand that God has a plan for your life, and it's a great one. He's a master builder. Jeremiah 29:11, a very familiar scripture, says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to build you a future, a hope." You see, God knows you like absolutely no one else. He knows how you think. He knows what you're going to think. He knows what makes you tick. He knows what you like. He knows what you dislike. His plan for your life is the only one that's going to give you true contentment, joy, and peace. You may already have a list of plans that you've created for yourself, but if they don't line up with God's plan, you're never going to get the fulfillment that you're looking for. Proverbs 16:9 says this, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." You see, a good idea is not necessarily a God idea. We need to give our plans to God so that only he can direct us, because only his plans will last. Jeremiah 1:5, God says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nation." Before you were formed in the womb, just think about that. God knew you. He'd already established who you were going to be, that's just, like I said, beyond human comprehension. Nobody knows you like that but God. God is the only one that can show you what your purpose is, because he created you. When you start to understand your purpose in life, things will start to click together, and then it will all begin to start making sense. And you'll hear yourself saying, so that's why that happened. So that's why I think like this. So that's why my voice is like this. So that's why I don't like this. So that's why I act the way I do. Step three, expect a good outcome. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. People have a tendency sometimes with scripture to focus on the good parts, but not to look at the conditions before. You must love God and be prepared to do it his way. Sometimes our life's hurdles and bumps are like the old classic Frank Sinatra song. We want to do things our way. We get to a place where we say, okay, God, I've tried it my way and it's not working. I surrender. I'm going to do it your way. That's when God says, now you're talking. It's a bit like the story of the prodigal son. I'm not going to go into the story now, so please make sure you read it for yourself. But basically, sometimes getting the thing you want could be the worst thing that could happen for you. Now, doing it God's way does not mean that it's always going to be smooth sailing. The journey to purpose can sometimes be a difficult one, with some bumps and a few ditches along the way. That's why it's so important to stay close to Jesus during these times. Make sure you are really having those conversations, getting in his word, seeking him every step of the way. You see, he's going to tell you which way you need to turn, when to stop, when to wait, when to keep going. Because there's forces out there that are really trying to get you to go in the wrong direction. And sometimes those forces, they don't look as obvious as you think. They can sometimes look like they're a good thing. But if it's taking you away from purpose, it's actually a bad thing. So you need to be so sure that you're hearing God's voice. See, if the devil can really get you frustrated and wanting to give up, then he's going to pull every card out of the bag to do that. Step four, know that it can't fail. Proverbs 19:21 says this, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. The only thing that can stop God's purpose working in our life is ourselves. Once God has our cooperation and trust, no force in this world can stop it from happening. The key is in pursuing God's purpose for our life and not our own. But the Bible tells us that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. Because what happens, the closer you get to God, the more he changes your heart, the more you start to desire the things he wants. So your desires actually are really his desires and your one. We have to get to a place where we say in our life, you know what, God? Not my will, but yours. And mean it. Step five. Don't become a victim. Everything we need to fulfill our purpose in life will be provided for us. We just have to keep the faith. There's going to be times when doubt is going to try stepping in. But you need to keep yourself encouraged by declaring the word of God and his promises over that situation. Just like Joseph did. Read the story of Joseph's life in Genesis 37. Psalm 138:8 says, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. That's not just for me, guys. That's for you too. Remember, God has dominion over any authority, anything that tries to come against you. We are on top of those circumstances, not under them. Step six, accept God's timing. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, for everything there is a time and a season. We need to trust God's timing with our life. Things may not happen when we expect them to. The key is though, not to give up but to stay focused and keep believing and holding on. You see, you need to keep pursuing God. God sees the bigger picture and he never makes any mistakes. He's always right on time. Step 7, identify the fruit. One of the classic movies that I love is It's a Wonderful Life. This is a story about a man that his life didn't turn out the way he expected it to. He had some dreams and visions and, you know, based on some family responsibilities and things happening that he didn't expect to happen, his life ended up going in a different direction. And he got to a stage in his life where he was going through some difficulties and he started to get down and depressed. And one day he just thought, you know what? I'd be better off if I wasn't here. Everyone would be better off if I wasn't here. You know, that's the thing. When you get in that place and those negative thoughts start coming in, you start to see things through those depression eyes. You don't see things clearly. So now your mind's all foggy and he's now thinking, well, you know what? Maybe I'd just be better off not here. And so he's about to commit suicide and he's getting ready to jump and an angel comes and says, you know what? Let me show you what your life would look like if you had never been born. And he takes him on this journey. How many of us at some point can relate to feeling like that? You know, maybe things would be better off if I wasn't here. What purpose do I have? What purpose do I make in this world? You see, this is another one of the great deceptions that the devil likes to use against us, making us feel like we have no value, we have no worth, that no one would miss us if we weren't here, that we'd be better off dead and not alive. You see, he hates everything that God created. But God tells you, I have a purpose for you, and it's a great one. And if you're not walking in it, it's still there waiting for you. It's just waiting for you to believe me for it and let me take you on that journey. At the end of the story, this man realizes that his life had made so much difference to so many people and that he actually, like the title of the movie, had a wonderful life. What's the moral of that story? Don't stop believing. You see, it's never too late to start. The devil will tell you, you've wasted too much time. You're too old. Oh, it's too late to start now. Oh, no one's going to give you another chance. Whatever the lie is that the devil has been telling you, it's time to stop listening to his lies and start believing and hearing what God is telling you. You see, God knew the journey that you were going to take. He knew all the wrong turns. He knew all the mistakes. But he's there to redirect us on that path, to get us back on track as to where we need to be. God, in his infinite wisdom, has a way of turning the worst situation into the best situation and bringing something beautiful out of something that looked hopeless. Philippians 1:6 says this, being confident, do you hear that? Being confident of this thing, that he who began a good work in you will fulfill it to its end. Yes, you heard me. He who began a good work in you, he's going to fulfill it if you'll let him. Another movie that I absolutely love is The Pursuit of Happiness. This portrays the life story of Chris Gardner, who was played by Will Smith in the movie. For those who haven't seen it, it's a story about a man that was getting some really hard blows in life, but he refused to give up on his dreams. That's why it's called The Pursuit of Happiness. This man was pursuing his destiny. He refused to give up. And every time he was knocked down, oh, he cried some tears, but he got back up again and he kept pursuing it because there was that dream in him and he refused to let it die. And because of his faithfulness, God blessed this man in a way. Because he refused to give up and he remained faithful, God, as always, was faithful to him. And he blew his mind. You see, what God ended up doing in his life was so much bigger than what Chris Gardner could have ever hoped for. I want to end today's video by sharing one of Chris Gardner's quotes. Don't wait for the perfect time to start making changes to your life. The time is now. Your skills may not be anything out of the ordinary, but you can do miraculous things with what you've got. Maybe it's your parenting skills or your compassion. It may be your curiosity, your imagination, or unique style of fashion. Even if it seems no big deal, the lesson here is we all have unique abilities and talents. I hope that today's 7 steps really encouraged you to pursue purpose. You see, you're not a mistake. You're here on purpose. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that today's video really blessed you. If it did, please like it, share it, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, I love to hear your comments. So please let me know how it's encouraging you. Give me some feedback and make sure you check out some of my other videos. Until next time, stay empowered and remember, it's time to start living on purpose.